Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes, until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome to the Happiness Is podcast with me, your host, Bruce Aitchison, for a very special Happiness Is podcast. We're in the midst of the World Cup, and as you can see, I'm sporting my Doddy t-shirt. So what two things can you put together? Doddy wear and a World Cup. And then when you add one of his crazy mates, Kenny Logan, you say, right, let's do some kind of nonsense challenge to raise more funds and more awareness for this fight we've got to try and get a cure for MND. Let's not waste any time because this man is very, very busy. Let's bring him in, the one and the only, Kenny Logan. Hello, sir.
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, very well. You are some man. You just to make life even busier, you decide, let's do a crazy challenge for the World Cup.
Yeah. Looking forward to 7 days. We've got we walk cycle all the way to Paris for the match ball for the Scotland Ireland game. Sounds easy, doesn't it?
Sounds easy. Oh, the walking bit sounds quite nice.
Actually, the guy who did the recce said to me, after you've been on the bike for 100 miles, then you've got to walk the next day. He says, not as easy as you think it is. And I was like, I've walked before, I walk every day. He said, well, so I did a 60-mile walk the other week there, and my domes, my legs, like, oh. So it is a different muscle, but I was going to cycle the whole way. No, in fact, my first challenge was going to walk the whole way. I thought, let's walk it. And then I walked out, that was going to take me like 6 weeks. And I thought, I can't do 6 weeks. Then I thought, if I cycle the whole thing, it's a bit boring, so let's do a bit of both cycling and walking. So that's what we're doing.
So I love speaking to people like Rob Wainwright. When you dream these things up, where does it come from? Where did you get this idea from? Why now?
I played in 3 World Cups with Doddy. Obviously, Doddy passing almost a year ago, that I just wanted to do something to keep things moving, keep the momentum. But it was quite funny. I sort of ran it past a couple of people and went, that sounds like a good idea. And I ran off and went, right, I'm doing it. If people have said, oh, that's stupid, don't do that, it's crazy. But they thought, oh, that sounds quite interesting. I quite like it. I'll do the walk. And then suddenly I go, oh, I'll do both. And then so I sort of got a bit of momentum. And then the more people asked, so like said to Jimmy Nesbitt, he goes, I'll do it. And then Ali McCoy said he would do it. And then I thought, must be too easy if these two blokes are trying to do it. And then I gave it to a couple of other people who are really fit, and they're good. Okay, that's quite a big challenge, mate. That's a lot. I don't know. I'll get back to you. And that was the fit guys. So the guys who weren't as fit was just going, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, no worries, I'll do it. So then it just sort of happened. And then we spoke to World Rugby, and they said, look, why do you not bring the ball with you and Hamish? So Hamish, Weir, and I are going to deliver the ball. And it sort of snowballed, just continued. And then we had a lot of sponsors coming on board and wanted to be part of the journey. So it's been a busy sort of couple of months pulling it all together, but it's going to be brilliant. We've got a great support team, got good celebs coming along. Gabby's coming along, my wife. Kirsty Gallagher, Jimmy Bamber, George Cruz is coming. I think Stuart Hogg's doing a little bit. Who else? God, there's some others. I don't know who the other ones are.
Some other ones to remember. There. You've got lots to remember.
Jason Fox.
He'll do it walking on his hands, won't he?
Well, I've been in the bike with him. He may be fit, but he needs. I said to him, you need legs to you need legs for these hills, not chicken drumsticks. No, he'll be fine. He's strong as an ox. And met the famous Mel Dean. So yeah, it's all good.
It's class, and there's a bit in here though where it's getting the team back together. It feels like a changing room again, eh? And we all miss that. No matter what we say, we all miss that.
I've got to be honest. I do miss the changing room banter. You know, my son's now playing at Northampton, and I'm always desperate to get the banter off him, and he doesn't really give you all the banter. He gives you a little bit, but yeah, it'd be good for me. The team's called just before this. Everybody's asking questions, and you know, what do I need to bring? And it's going to be good crack. And when you're struggling in days like that, everybody pick each other up. It's a bit like the game day. So I'm really looking forward to it, and if hopefully raise some good funds in the way there.
And you've already done a huge amount, and the company's done a huge amount, and your family's done a huge amount for the charity and to support the family. But this is the first thing that's really got your name on it. This is you that's doing this. It's you that's driven that. Did you feel a need for that?
No, I just wanted to do something. I think, and I wanted to. I said, you know, I had prostate cancer last year, so maybe there's a bit of that took me on, saying, you know, I can do this, and you know, I was lucky to have something that could be removed from the system, from my body, where Doddy wasn't. Doddy's got a horrific disease. It was underfunded. And I suppose maybe that was the back of my head. I don't know. I just wanted to do something. And again, awareness and World Cup's a big event, third biggest event in the world, and sporting events. So I thought, like, we've got a chance to really give it some major exposure, and the French press are getting aboard with it. So it's been good. It's been really, really positive. And I know that a lot of the boys there's a lot of great people doing things during the Rugby World Cup for Doddy and different charities. So it's just the opportunity to be able to do something, you know. I can do something and other people certainly sometimes can't. So, and I see what these, you know, what people go through with MND, it's horrific. And if I can make a little dent, make a little impact, that'll be great.
Have you been on the phone at Sir Kevin? We had a chat to Kevin Simfield to see what
he's on my list for a video message.
he's a busy boy.
He's got enough. He's done a couple of good weeks actually.
He's
not scored many tries unless it's odd header.
But that's not his gig. His gig's scoring tries.
The defense has been good the last couple of weeks for them.
Have you enjoyed watching the World Cup?
Yeah, this is the first one for a long time. I'm not huge to be involved in it because we've got some stuff to do on it, but not a huge amount as previous World Cups. But I'm looking forward to, you know, there's certain games you look at, you know, I'm looking forward to see Wales against Australia coming up. I mean, South Africa, Ireland's going to be epic. I mean, the way Ireland are playing and the way South Africa have turned up, it's going to be some test match, those two. And then 7 days later, the crunch match. You know, the winner takes all, really. Because South Africa beat Ireland, Scotland, it's got to be Ireland. And, you know, do we sort of... It's a hard group. Everybody talks about the group of death. But if you want to do well in the World Cup, you've got to beat these teams. Ireland, number one in the world, look good, look ruthless. You know, certainly... Romania, and even who they played the other day, Tonga.
Tonga.
Yeah, they look good, you know, and the Bockers are looking strong as ever.
It's just that game is going to be huge. How optimistic are you for Scotland?
I'm very optimistic. I think we're a good team. We're a very good team. I think the players would look back at the South Africa game and thinking that when they stepped up, they probably didn't step up as much. And I think the players would realise that there's more in them. Maybe I find it hard to say that there's more in them, because when you play international rugby, you never think, God, I've got an extra 40% to play. But I think they stepped up and we didn't quite match it. In the first half, we did really well. They defended, put a lot of chaos in defence and made Finn sort of stumble a little bit. Finn got that little knock, and after that, he got that knock. You could see he wasn't quite the same. But you don't win a pool match in one game. There's loads of games to play. You know, we've got the Romania-Tonga games. We've got to go out and give them a good seeing to. We can't be seen to be winning by 10 points, 20 points. We've got to be winning by 50 points. And if we can do that, that puts another big flag in the sand, a statement down to the Irish. But the Ireland know how good Scotland are, right? They know they can beat people. One-off games, Scotland can beat anybody in the world. Ireland are looking good. You know, they really are looking good. Sexton's come back after a long layoff. They've got a lot of good depth. They've got a good bit of belief in them. So it's going to be a great test match. Absolutely brilliant test match, both of them.
How much have you enjoyed watching the likes of Fiji and Uruguay and some of the other teams?
Do you know, I've really enjoyed watching Fiji. I mean, I played in 2003 World Cup when everybody thought Fiji was going to get out of the group, and we got out of the group. Tom Smith scored a try. So they've been good for a while, but I tell you what's good about them now, their discipline's a lot better. You know, against Australia, they gave away, I think Australia gave 15 penalties away, and Fiji gave away about six or seven, which is good. For international, that's a good level of penalties. So it sort of swapped round, because they were constantly giving penalties away and running the ball from the wrong areas. They've got a game plan. They'll be a hard team to beat. They will be a hard team to beat. And, you know, I know the Australia, you know, they now have got the Wales game, but they would have been thinking they beat Fiji. They know Fiji pretty well. Physical boys too. She's physical and talented. So I've enjoyed watching them. Uruguay, good. Japan is interesting. I thought Japan would have been a bit tougher yesterday. I'm not disappointed. I just thought they'd be a bit more physical and actually give England a bit more of a hard time.
But England, there were some flashes of brilliance, though, wasn't there? Well, there was some bits of absolute tempo, and then they got into 22 and blew it.
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple of times. And you notice in this tournament, there's a lot of... the ball is a little bit greasier because it's a bit hotter, a bit stickier. And the ball just got... You've really got to be secure on the ball. And there was a lot of times Japan, even England, just getting to the final moment and knocking it on. And a lot of the boys are really targeting the arms and the tackle to try and spill that ball because it's a bit slidey and the arms are sweaty. So... But it's been a great tournament, and we're only a week into it. It's been brilliant.
Yeah, it's class. Your own World Cup memories? Anything stands out?
It's one a bit dodgy, actually. We went to 90, the South Africa, New Zealand, South Africa, 95 World Cup. We were there for 10 days before the game, and we were sort of told not to go out, and I was Shane McCraig Chalmers. And Doddy was next door, and Gavin, who was the captain, by the way, said, "We'll go out for a beer." So we got the security guard. So we take the security guard out with us. So we go out, and he's got guns. He's got like holsters and guns, and he's every hole in his body he could put them in. And he says, "Right, lads, just keep it low key, right? Couple of beers, low key." And I look round. Doddy's on the stage like that, with his top off, swinging his Scotland jersey. I went, "It might be a bit late for Doddy, but I know it's we'll get the beers and you better go." And he's running, "Get down, Doddy, go down, Doddy, Doddy, get down." He's going, "Get the boys up here, it's brilliant." So, yeah, that was a good memory, but I was a non-player. But, you know, we played against the All Blacks, Jonah Lomo, when, you know, I tell you, that was another tournament. We played against France, we had to beat France. We'd beaten France in the Six Nations. We came second in the Six Nations to England, lost in the Grand Slam against England. And we were winning with 6 points with 2 seconds to go, 3 seconds to go. And Intermac scored in the corner on the touchline. So they had to kick the goal to win it. So with them winning it, we go off and play South Africa. We go off and play New Zealand. They go off and play Ireland, who we hadn't lost for years. And they lost to South Africa, France, quarterfinals. So there's little moments in World Cups that you just are not far away from going on the right side of the draw and just giving yourself that opportunity to get in the semi-final. So that was a one that was pretty hard work because we did really well in the Six Nations and Five Nations in those days. 1999 was a weird World Cup because it was spread across England, Ireland, and England, Wales, and Scotland. So nobody
was even a game in Gala, Kenny.
There's a game in Gala. That's how spread out it was. So I suppose it was a bit of a weird World Cup. But again, we played New Zealand, played well. First half, we struggled. Second half, we did really well, played well in the second half. And actually, we just started running at them. And that's what the French did when they played them. And they didn't like you running at them. 2003 was my last World Cup. It's quite a funny story. This is before the game. So there's me in the middle of the pitch. So Mossy was the goal kicker, Chris Patterson. And he was playing 10. He'd moved from wing fullback to 10. And Gregor had moved from 10 to centre. And Mossy was goal kicking. And I was the second goal kicker, but I was happy for Mossy to kick. I was well over the goal kicking duties by that time. So there's a guy called Ben Henshelwood. And he was practicing these spiral kicks. And Chris Patterson's in the middle of the pitch on the halfway line, and him and I battle him over from the halfway line, and he comes back and stands there, and as I look, Ben Henshelwood has just spooned one off the side of his foot, and this torpedo kick hits Mossy the side, and Mossy just goes just falls over, right? I look like that, and I look across to Henshelwood's going like this, and I'm going, and I look at Greg and I think, Mossy, come on, wake up, Mossy, he's going, oh. What happened? So anyway, and again, these were the smelling salts days. So a wee bit of smelling salts for Mossy. And Gregor goes, I says to Gregor, you know what this means? He goes, yeah, you're going to goal kick him, and even worse, you're playing 10. So anyway, went in the change rooms, and they're going, oh, Mossy's struggling. Mossy, come on, man. And this is I'm retiring. And Gregor wasn't retiring, but he was retiring. He just didn't know it, right? And me and Mossy were, me and Brian Redpath were retiring. Oh my God. I was going, come on, give him some more smelling salts because I needed them to play. And he did play. And he dropped a goal from 50 yards. I think he can remember it, to be fair. But he did drop a goal from 50 yards. And we were sort of nine, it was a funny game. We were some like 9-0 up. And then.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We'd got it was a penalty to us, and he'd play an advantage, and Gregor kicked it, and I caught it under the post. We're now 16-0 up. And then they pulled us back because they said something else went wrong, and he gave us a penalty rather than an advantage. There was a lot of little things in games. And I think when you get to this level now, there's little bits that we look back on, you just have to rub it off. For now, the video ref would look up and go, hey, that's a try. Try giving yellow card to you for the punch, Wendell Saylor on Nathan Hines. Two Aussies on the bit of go each other. But it was, do you know what? World Cups are brilliant. They're special. It comes around every 4 years. Sometimes you miss them. I was lucky that I got three and just got my timings right. But you do miss these tours. I know great players that have only played in one World Cup and just missed out with injury or form. So it credit to the guys that are there. I think this is probably one of the best squads Scotland ever had. You know,
jeez, your memory is impressive. Your memory is really impressive. You were way back there.
I know.
You were away.
What was the question, anyway?
So when you get there, I mean, the French, it sounds like, are embracing this, which is an amazing thing because they've got so many other things going on. It's been a, it looks like it's been an amazing experience, apart from running out of beer in the stadiums, but I'm pretty sure yeah. we'll have that fixed by the time you get there.
We'll have it fixed by the time we get there.
I'll bet you will. So when you get to Paris, what's the finale?
So we arrive at Paris on the day of the game and we all ride through Paris. It's a 50-mile ride that day, so it's quite an easy one. And then we're doing something, hopefully, at the Scottish Embassy. I think we might be meeting the First Minister. I think he's desperate to meet me. We then walk with a crowd of about 60 of us, so all the people involved in the challenge and different people, people who have kindly donated, are going to walk another 3 miles with a match ball, and that with me and Hamish Weir will deliver that to the two captains, and that'll be our job done. Off to the pub.
Off to the pub. That's going to be an incredible finish, because this Scotland-Ireland game, there are people who are just going for that one game, and obviously yeah. the relationship Scotland and Ireland rugby fans have got is spectacular.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's going to be pretty special by the time you've got there. You've been quite emotional through quite a lot of the last 7 to 8 years with Doddy's journey. Yeah. Are you ready for that bit?
Do you know, it's quite weird because you work on Doddy all the time and you see Doddy in pictures all the time. I feel him still very much around me and very much around the foundation. He's you know, when somebody goes, you feel that you lose them, and I'm sure we have lost a great man, but you can still feel him around the foundation and everything we do. We've got a big DAF truck, which DAF have sponsored, and it's got a massive billboard of Doddy on it, myself, and you know, the world free of M&D and text and eight. So every time you see Doddy, you feel him with you. So it's great. It's emotional, because I know that this is something he'd want to be in a car, given a stick on, or at the end of it. So yeah, it will be emotional for everybody. And I think when you do challenges, the emotions do come because you get tired and you get stressed and you get exhausted and all these different things come, as you well know. You get crabbing, you know, you just got to go on with it. But we're lucky that we can do this.
I get exactly what you mean. That I was worried that the legacy maybe wasn't going to be quite as strong as it's been, but it seems like it's stronger than it's ever been. And you mentioned Doddy there. Could you think of anything more than Scotland, Ireland, free flowing Guinness in Paris? The big man would be in his element.
He'd just be going out for that. It's interesting you say that you know, when the foundation, when Doddy passed, everybody thought there'd be a little up surge. But the surge has been, the amount of people that come to me in England or all over the UK and say, we've got to find a cure. You know, Doddy very quickly realised he wasn't doing it for himself. He was doing it for M&D in the future. M&D sufferers who get it today, can they find something in 2 to 3 years? So, you know, this is not about, and I think Doddy would say it, this is about us finding some and leaving a legacy that Doddy started off, and we need to finish it.
And the total that you've set yourself, are you confident you're going to hit that? Must be.
We've gone for 555, so 555, all the fives. We are running about, I think we're about halfway at the moment. So another half would be great. So if you want to stick some cash in,
yeah,
please go to the website. But yeah, no, listen, the support has been great over the years for Doddy, and I know we keep coming back, but we know it's underfunded, and we know that once we find something that can make an impact for these people with M&D, that this will be a big celebration for everybody. It's, you know, we're doing these challenges, and some people who support us, they're with us all the way. You know, we don't just think it's about us. It's about the people putting the pound in, the 50 quid in. We had one lady donated a lot of money to one of the, I can't mention her name, but she donated over 50,000 to one of our competitors. So She was touched by what we're trying to do and what the foundation's trying to do. So it's not just the person with the pound, it's the person at the top, the person at the bottom. We're working for everybody. And that's when you're at a hill and you're struggling to go up a hill. You know, you're thinking about the big man, thinking about the people that are supporting you, and that's what gets you up there. So the support is huge.
It sounds brilliant. And you're leaving from Edinburgh?
I leave from Murrayfield Stadium on the 1st of October, and we head to Newcastle. It's a short journey to Newcastle. Short I didn't realise this, but it's like that out of Edinburgh for ages, seemingly. Now, I remember coming in the other way. I used to come in the other way going, Jesus Christ, you're freewheeling for ages. Now I'm going the other way. So I'm like thinking, should have done the other way around.
I'm pretty sure Kev Simfield said that about running, that there was a lot right? uphill. There was a lot. Yeah, you'll be all right. Just drop a gear, you'll be fine.
Drop a gear.
So when you get to Paris, obviously the big finale would be Scotland to beat Ireland. Can they do it?
Of course they can do it. Of course they can do it. They're going to need to, first and foremost, they've got to think about Tonga and Romania. Yeah. They've got to bank some points against those boys because we might need the points, you know.
I worry about the Tonga game.
Tonga game will be hard. The thing is, you look at it now, if South Africa lose to Ireland, we need to be smashing Tonga and we need to be smashing Romania. Now, if Ireland lose to South Africa, we just need to beat them. It doesn't make a difference. We just need to beat them. As long as we get a bonus point, we need to beat them, because that'll then lost two games and we've only lost one. So, but, it's, you know, Gregor's not thinking about that game. Gregor's thinking about got to beat Tonga. Got to smack, got to beat Tonga well, got to beat...
Do you believe that? Well. Do you believe
yes,
that?
You have to.
Is it football one game at a time? No. Come on, it must be all about the Ireland game.
If you start
now.
Thinking about that bit over there, you forget the middle bit. You never get to that bit. Because that if you make a mistake, that bit's gone anyway. So you've got to do... I know they say one game at a time, and we fans all go, oh, let's, you know, like the Scotland-Ireland game. These two other games, you know, as I said earlier, Ireland have gone into this going, right, we need to smash these teams, because if we smash them, that means that we've got more points than everybody else. And that's why South Africa yesterday banged as much points as possible, because they might need it. Right? We need to do the same. Because if Scotland beat Ireland, that's all top teams have all lost the game, all down to points. So that's
too hard very, sums for me.
Exactly.
The sums are too hard.
You're a forward, you see.
I wish I'd been a forward. Yeah. I can't even claim that one. Oh, so man. Who you've got Rob Wainwright on your team for a bit?
He's coming in for the day because I think he struggles with the pace, Rob. You know what I mean? He's getting old now. He's coming in for the day. And then he says he's going to cycle back up home, which is like another 500 miles. Rob's coming in for the day, but he's going to join us. It'll be good. Good crack. Looking forward to it. It's good to see, like, Koisty's. He's lost some weight. He looks good. I must admit, he looks really good.
And who's looking after him? I worry that he'll forget or he'll not bring his cycling shorts. Or who's caring for him?
I've been caring for him for too long.
How big's your support team? Because surely there's enough to worry about without adding Ali McCoist to all this.
I think once we get him there, it'll be all right. Right? You know what Ali's like. You just got to get him there. So once we get McCoist, to be fair dues to him, he's been texting me every couple of days and picking his phone up, but it's unheard of.
Because
he said to me the other day, Specialized have given us these bikes. And he said, something wrong with the gears. I said, have you charged the battery up? He went, what battery? I said, the battery on the gears. He went, oh, to get Viv to come and pick me up halfway up some mountain somewhere. So anyway, he's now learned how to charge the gears. But he'll be fine. He's good. He's lost weight. He looks good.
He'll be brilliant for keeping everybody going, though.
And you've got Jimmy Nesbitt, who's just as mad as he is. So we'll be fine.
And he's obviously not going to be supporting Scotland. So there's going to be a bit of banter on the way.
And we've got Mel Dean, who's a fitness coach to the Stars, ex-Ireland B player. He's going to be there. And the other interesting, when we get to Marlow, Todd Courage has given us he's put his restaurant up for us. He's feeding everybody for the night.
Oh, what?
Which will be, I'm actually, that's my, and once we get to sort of Marlow, we've done about 400, 300 odd miles, and we're sort of like, we've broken the back out of the heart, the big days, and then it's sort of like 90 miles, maybe 95. It's like, you know, that 5 miles, that's like 10 minutes earlier finish.
But we'll be, what's your longest walk?
It's between 16 and 13 miles. So it'll be 4 or 5 hours walking.
That's a lot. It's, but like you say, when you've been off the bike,
the feet, the bike, there. I don't know, we'll see.
You're some man. It's a brilliant challenge.
We've got a good support team. We've got good people helping us. We've got plenty of ice baths. We'll be fine.
And you mentioned your boy before. He's going well at Northampton.
Yeah, he played his first game last week, came off the bench.
I saw that. It was a very good family portrait on the touchline.
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice. It's a really nice club, and he's enjoying it. He's enjoying it.
And I noticed you were probably standing on your tiptoes for that picture, were you?
No, oh, he's a bit big. Once I find out his dad is, you know what I mean?
He's a big lump of a boy.
Good job he's got the chin. His dad. No, he's a big lad. I think Gabby fed him too well. She starved us and fed him strong.
Is he enjoying it?
Yeah, he is. He's enjoying it, yeah. It's different because he's got he's living away from home. He's probably hasn't done that before. So, and new teammates, I suppose, if he was at Worsby and knowing a lot of the coaches and knowing a lot of the players, he's gone to a new club, young age, you know, it's a bit different. Most of the other guys have been Northampton all the time. So, yeah, but it's good. It's only about an hour and a half away from here. So it's good. It's good to go and catch up with him. Looking forward to it. He'll probably go out on loan soon. So, looking forward to some watch, get down to the nitty gritty championship or Nat One, see how that goes.
Who's finding it harder on being away from home, him or his old man?
I do miss him. I think I do miss him. Yeah, I miss having him round. I speak to him a lot on the phone. You know, how are you getting on? What's the banter? What's been happening at training? Dad, I can't tell you.
Brilliant. I love it. Well, I hope the challenge goes well, my man. You deserve everything you get. It's absolutely spectacular. I'm hopefully going to see you at some point on it. But give us one last rallying call and we'll clip that bit and we'll put it out there. So go for it. The stage is yours.
So thank you for giving me the stage. But also I want to thank everybody who supported the foundation over the last 6 or 7 years. It's well documented. It's an underfunded disease. And we need to find something that can make an impact for people with MND. Kenny Logan Rugby World Cup Challenge is just one of the things going on over the Rugby World Cup. But if you could support the challenge and everyone else to find a cure for MND, this would be most appreciated. And let's be part of the cure. Thank you.
You're an absolute star. All the best, my man. I hope it goes well. And
cheers, Paul.
I'm hoping that ball's going to bring Scotland luck and we might get the group.
I'll give it the touch, Bruce. Don't worry. I'll take it to bed every night and hug it.
Well, there might be somebody that's not happy with that idea.
No, I should be fine.
She'll be delighted. Class. Cheers, Kenny.
Come
all
on,
the best.
Cheers, Paul.
Speak soon.
Thanks, mate.
Absolutely love it. Kenny Logan's Rugby World Cup Challenge. You can see the website there. If you can, donate. If you can get along to support, I'm sure they'll appreciate it. It's going to be absolutely spectacular and we'll be all over it on Happiness is Egg-Shaped to try and help promote it. Thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you're enjoying the World Cup. I hope you're getting involved. I hope you're being respectful online because some of the stuff I've read is pretty grim and I cannot wait to be there. Scotland, Romania. Come on, I cannot wait. And who knows what state we'll be in by then because it has been absolutely brilliant to watch. My name is Bruce Aitchison from the Happiness Is podcast. My happiness is egg-shaped. You can listen on Acast, Spotify and Apple. You can watch on YouTube and Facebook. I look forward to seeing you all again very, very soon.
Mom Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.